Zane and Sia, Dusk Till Dawn on Today FM with Dermot and Dave. And Dusk Till Dawn, definitely the time when strange dreams and strange celebrity dreams in particular are happening. So many of you are texting us in on 087-4100-102, Snapchatting us, WhatsApping us, and we'll get to more of them in a little while. Was there one you wanted to mention, Dermot?
Well, there was one for our Maz who has just stepped out, so we'll save her blushes. But she was talking about her hot dream with Julia Roberts. She's not alone, and maybe it's something to do with the fact that she's pregnant, because we got a WhatsApp in from Anonymous who says, when I was pregnant, I had explicit dreams about Kris Jenner and Hillary Clinton separately. It still makes me feel sick.
So maybe pregnancy has got something to do with it.
Anyway, you can keep your celebrity dreams coming into us, 087-4100-102. But right now, it's something completely different. And obviously, Christmas is approaching. People thinking about what they want for Christmas. People writing their Santa letters. And maybe this is going to be on a lot of Santa letters. It is a doll that is taking the world by storm, on sale in over 30 countries. But it's a doll with a difference. Ian Harkin is the CEO of Arklu, the company behind Lottie Dolls, and he's on the phone from his home in Donegal. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Thank you very much.
Nice to talk to you, and congratulations on the success of all the Lottie Dolls.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we've been at it 5 years now, but it's moving in the right way for us.
Well, I actually have two Lottie Dolls for my two-year-olds, my twins. Will you tell everybody, explain to them what the idea behind Lottie Dolls are, for those of us that don't know?
Sure, yeah. Well, we spent quite a bit of time researching and finding out what parents and kids really wanted. And we also spoke with child psychologists and, you know, did a lot of the academic research behind it as well. But basically at the time, for me anyway, whenever I was looking to buy gifts for my nieces and nephews or whatever, there wasn't really an option out there that fitted, you know, wholesome values, and parents also agreed with that. So we found that every other doll that was on the market was based on an adult, and, you know, there were saccharine princesses and there were vampires. So Lottie is just like your normal kid. She's based on a nine-year-old child. We sculpted her body in the average proportions of a nine-year-old child. And so she's outdoors, she's having fun. We do quite a bit of empowerment, female empowerment, through our dolls as well. And we've also got a boy doll, Finn, and Sammy. And yeah, so we've got a diverse range. We try to cover all the different ethnicities. We've got 8 different variations at the moment of hair, skin and eye colour.
So these are a move away from the traditional Cindy and Barbies with the, you know, the
weird bodies, let's put it that way.
Unrealistic body shapes. And
also, they're kind of money grabbers, aren't they? All those Cindys and Barbies want their big pink cars and their massive mansions.
Yeah, and their Bentleys and swimming pools and stuff. So when you talk about aspirational, I mean, what kind of imaginary jobs and things do Lottie dolls have?
Well, because she is based on a child, so what we're trying to do is everything that Lottie does is what a child does. Now, we will have a little bit of dress-up. So we do have a Astro Adventures outfit. So she's wanting to be an astronaut.
One of my daughters has the Fossil Hunter one, which I know Dermot would like, because he chose to study archaeology, after he watched Indiana Jones. And that's kind of a kid version of that.
Yeah, well, one of the really cool things about that one was we partnered up with girls, a female-only group of paleontologists who work in the Natural History Museums in London and New York, and that one was actually shortlisted for Action Figure of the Year in the New York Toy Awards last year. So, for a girl doll to get shortlisted to the last 5 in the biggest toy competition in the world last year. It was pretty cool, actually, yeah.
Mm. So the idea, I suppose, correct me if I'm wrong, but the idea is to basically promote, as you said, wholesome values in toys, and that will, presumably, you hope, have a kind of a long-term effect on girls in particular, but kids in general, when they're playing with these toys, that you're promoting more wholesome things than just let's get the big Bentley and whatever else and have a giant mansion.
Exactly, yeah. So, like, what we try to do now, we made a commitment earlier this year that all of our products are actually going to come from ideas sent to us by kids. So we run a monthly competition and kids send us their ideas. We generally focus it around a particular theme. But we've made over 6 of our products now, well, actually 8 in total in development, from ideas sent to us by kids.
That's brilliant.
The Fossil Hunter was one of them. We have another one, a Stargazer one, which we partnered up with the European Space Agency, and that one spent 264 days up on the space station with Tim Peake last year.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's and pretty cool.
Do you genuinely think that like this is something that will make a difference to a child's development, or did you see a niche in the market and go and exploit it?
Well, in the second year, so we launched it in 2012. In the first year, we played it a little bit safe. We had a couple of options on the dolls that were sort of challenging stereotypes. Yeah. And then in the second year, we just went all out. And one of the products that we did was a robot girl. There's a young girl called Ali in the US. And she had made this, she had a YouTube channel, and she made this little robot from junk that she found around her house, like cardboard boxes and stuff like that. And she presented it then at a maker fair in America. And so I contacted her mom, and we decided that we were going to make this little doll in her image. And that was back when she was 6 years of age. Mm. This year, now she's 11, 12 years of age, and she's shortlisted. She was in the finals of the 3M Young Scientist of the Year Awards in America. So it's amazing seeing the kids develop along their path, and they are unbelievable role models, how aware they are of what they're doing and where they want to go is unbelievable. Mm. Yeah.
So these toys ideally would reinforce the dreams and ambitions that they have at an early age, which is great. Talk to us about how you introduce disabilities into the dolls as well.
Yeah, so since year one, or year two actually, we introduced dolls. 25% of our range now has glasses. We also this year partnered up with an organization called Toy Like Me. There's a lady there called Rebecca Atkinson, and she wanted us to develop a doll with a cochlear implant because no other toy company, we are the first in the world to come to market with a doll with a cochlear implant.
So this is a device that many kids would have, and adults, but it's one that goes into your skull above the ear, which helps with hearing, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. It's for people who are have, you know, quite advanced hearing problems. We partnered up with Rebecca, and with the doll, it's as well, whenever we're doing people with different disabilities, we try, you know, the product itself isn't shouting out that it's got a cochlear implant. It is a wildlife photographer doll, and it just happens to have a cochlear implant. We're trying to, like, for kids that are playing with the dolls, we're trying to research has found that kids playing with dolls with different disabilities, they develop empathy towards the kids that have those particular issues.
Right. There's a question in that came in there on WhatsApp, and it's somebody who has a Lottie doll for her older child but would love a baby version for the one-year-old, because obviously the small parts and whatever that come with the Lottie doll wouldn't be suitable for a one-year-old. Have you any plans to diversify into that kind of younger market?
Yeah, well, when we started diversity angle, we use social media quite a lot, Facebook in particular, and we started a dialogue with our followers, and that is something that is coming up. And also, you know, there's people are requesting dolls with autism. We're working on one with that. We've got a whole range of new diverse offerings available next year.
Are the big toy distributors and shops in Ireland stocking the Lottie doll?
We're in some countries. We are in the biggest toy stores. We're in Toys R Us in about 4 different countries. In Ireland, we're not. We haven't got the support from the big retailers at the moment.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, our category, really, there are only 5 or 6 players worldwide, and they do have a lot of leverage with the big retailers. So it's quite difficult for Irish startups to get even our own country to support.
Yeah, it's like the cranberries or the cores. You need to, like, get massive in another country, in America, and then all of a sudden all the Irish ones will be going, quick, we need the Lottie ones in. Where are you based, lads? Donegal. What? Well, look, we think it's a brilliant idea. As I said, my two girls have the Fossil Hunter and Muddy Puddles, although my older boys tend to play with them a little bit more than the girls do. They're only two, but they're brilliant. So we wish you continued success with it, and it's a great thing you're doing.
Thanks very much, lads.
All right, thanks, Ian.
Take care.
Bye. That's Ian Harkin there, CEO of Arclue, the people behind Lottie Dolls. Wish them all the best. Any comments you have, 087-4100-102 for text and WhatsApp. And coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have Asher look at Isn't That It? And today, it is worth a whopping 600 quid on Today FM.